The Lionel Callan Hospice Organization has been working for several years to establish the first residential hospice in Newfoundland and Labrador. Every other province in the country has such a hospice as part of its end-of-life strategy. Already, the Lionel Callan Hospice Organization has raised more than $750,000 towards the project. Lawyer Mark Griffin is the spokesperson for the group. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
I couldn't be better. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear you're on the mend.
I'm on the mend. When I said I couldn't be better, that was a bit of a white lie, but off we go. What exactly is the organization proposing? You know, give us a, describe what this hospice would look like.
The hospice is a residential hospice, which means it delivers end-of-life care in a home-like setting. It would not be attached to a long-term care facility. It wouldn't be part of a hospital. It would be a standalone facility, and the only individuals that would be in it would be those that are at receiving palliative end-of-life care, and of course it would be able to accommodate their families. Essentially, so you can have a dignified death. If patients end up in an end-of-life situation in an acute care facility, and we've all seen it. I mean, you're bringing your lawn chairs in. It's just not set up. You may be in a room with other individuals who are there for other reasons. It's in our view, certainly, and in the medical profession's view, it's not an appropriate setting for somebody at this vulnerable time of their lives. And residential hospice, which is specialized care, or palliative care rather, which is specialized care, will be delivered in this home-like setting. And primarily, because at this point, you know, medical science is really an art form more so than a scientific endeavor at this point. It's a matter of comfort. It's a spiritual process for the patient and their families, and the care comes, obviously the care is about pain management. We're not trying to keep anybody alive at this point, but we are allowing the family to savor these last minutes in comfort and care, maybe in the form of a baked apple pie, a salt meat dinner, comfort food, who gets a hot cloth for the loved one, and so on. So that's the premise. As you said in your preamble, Newfoundland is the only province that doesn't have one. When we started this process several years ago, us and Nova Scotia were in that boat. Nova Scotia now has three, yet we remain the only province without one.
So we have the current palliative care unit at the Miller Center. Paramedics are getting end-of-life or palliative training so that they can deliver in the home. Well, you just described how the service would be better. How about the associated cost?
The figures we have is that if you compare to an acute care bed, which roughly ranges between $1,200 and $1,500 a day, the estimates that are prepared by CIHI, which is a think tank, I guess, that does medical research, is that hospice costs are in the range of $500 a day. So it's a much cheaper option, which makes sense for a government that's looking for solutions to a financial crisis. But more important than that, it's a much more dignified option, and it's not going to be everybody. There's still going to be palliative care delivered in homes and things of that nature. So it's not, this is not suggested to be a place where everybody going through palliative care will end up, but it is part of what should be a end-of-life strategy.
We've seen a lot of investment or spending on long-term care facilities and for acute care beds. Has the provincial government committed to contributing to this effort? I know all the money raised so far is privately. How about the province?
The province, and this is the issue, the province has not yet really, they've not even indicated to us if they like the model, and the model is basically going to be a public-private partnership. The private, for the benefit of your listeners, the private is a not-for-profit organization, so it's not a profit-motivated entity. We're a charitable, we have charitable status with the Canada Revenue Agency and issue receipts for our donations. But that's the model, and we would operate. We can do so much, but we need the government to be a funding partner. Now, the concern that we have, and the concern I would have as a taxpayer, is, as you've indicated, we have almost $800,000 raised. And we haven't embarked on a funding and a capital campaign yet. So this has been raised organically by people who of themselves have said this is important. And the concern is if this opportunity is lost, and we will have a residential hospice one day. Every other province has one. There's no reason to believe we won't. We will have one. An opportunity to provide one at 50 cent dollars for the government, that may not be there in 2 years' time if we are not able to advance this project. So we can do so much, but we can't do it all, and we do need the government to be a financial partner. And bear in mind, Patty, what we are proposing to assist with is something that is absolutely 100% the responsibility of the provincial government. It is part of the healthcare continuum that starts at birth and ends in end-of-life care. So it is absolutely 100% their responsibility. We think we're presenting something that is going to be cheaper to the public, cheaper to operate, and then cheaper again because we're prepared to contribute financially. But more importantly, it's better. And it is what medical professionals all would concede is part of an end-of-life strategy.
What's the price tag for this project, Mark?
The price tag, we estimate somewhere around $3.7 million to do renovation because we have been gifted a building, and we're prepared, and we think we can contribute half of that. And then the operating costs we estimate will be somewhere in the range of $1.3 million a year. We've been gifted a building, which is the former presentation center in Grand Falls, Windsor, which was built to be a residence. So obviously it'll need a refit, but we are going to operate this in a manner that would be consistent with what the original purpose of the building was. And this has been done before. There's Bobby's Hospice, which is a facility we've somewhat modeled ourselves after in New Brunswick, was actually a former convent, I believe, and that was donated and converted into a residential hospice as well. So that's basically what your numbers are, what our preliminary numbers are.
Yeah, and ongoing operating costs will be a tricky piece. We see that with Daffodil Place, for instance. Mark, good luck with this project. It's certainly very much required, needed here in the province. Stay in touch. Let us know how you proceed.
I will, and I thank you for your time, and I hope you're feeling better in short order.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, sir.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Mark Griffin. He's a spokesperson for the Lionel Kellen Hospice.